Right, come on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is he ready? Stop scratching, you can hear it.
You can hear your dirty itch.
What?
Yeah, of course. If you're like... not like this, right? You
can hear everything. What is
that
called?
It's so annoying.
Really?
It's so annoying.
Can you hear my bells moving?
They're not, like, jumping
around.
Yeah. You are actually making me itchy now, really. Stop.
You're making me turn down.
I'm just gonna hit silence on this phone. Airplane mode.
Phones on silence, lads. It's the 12th Man Podcast.
Yay.
Back again for another week of fun-filled banter, as we said last week. It was a football banter.
Banter?
Yeah, soundboard. That's all there. Eric Lamarne over there.
Hello.
Rory Tobin over there. He might fall asleep.
I'm
again.
Yeah, I know. What's he at these days?
He'll fall asleep.
He's drinking heavily. That's what he's doing. he's a bad influence on the rest of us as well. He's a bad influence on everybody.
We try hard.
Anyway, look. The 12thmanpodcast.mail.com or at 12thmanpodcast if you want to get in touch on the Twitter either. You got the Facebook page as well there.
Things happen there.
Things do happen. There's a video of the USA Costa Rica match from last week.
It's a video of a goat replacing Gary Neville. That made us laugh before we recorded.
It was
very immature and we laughed a lot.
That's the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's our level of maturity.
Yeah.
Non-existent.
Like a bad cheese.
I have no idea where that's going. He's
mature.
He's asleep. He's dreaming.
He's just dreaming of cheese. Anyway, look. That's terrible news here. Terrible news. Carlos Tevez has been banned from driving.
Even though he didn't have a license and should
have
been driving already.
But he's also been ordered to do 250 hours of community service as well. So I was thinking, what crueler and or unusual punishment would you have him do?
Okay, I thought originally, as a lazy answer, I'd just make him cough up the $30 million that he owes Sheffield United. I decided no, that was poor.
That was lazy.
Like we all booed, and I was lazy doing that. So I thought I'd hug it hard. And
you even joined in with the booing.
Your own joke. Self heckle.
You booed the most, actually.
In fact, neither of us booed at all.
Some serious self-loathing issues there. I decided the best thing for him to do would be to wait hand and toe on Neil Warnock.
Hand and toe.
Some old folks home butler type character, in which, you know, he did get into all sorts of wacky antics and hate each other, but that's
a hell of a sitcom.
Deep down they love each other at heart, you know. But that's, I reckon, hearing Warnock's tales of times past and how he hates Mark Hughes, I reckon Tevez just gets sick of it.
Interesting. Yourself?
I was really interested that they kept using that the 250 hours was very prominent. Almost like it was a film. Almost like that film 127 hours. So that was pretty much my idea.
You put him under
just
a rock.
Trap him under a couple of rocks.
See how long
see
he
what happens.
Quite cruel and unusual punishment.
He asked for a cruel one.
I know, that's what I mean. It's
a cruel and
very
unusual.
Specific to the question.
You can do some more films if you want. Like,
yeah, well,
put them on the Titanic
for 250 hours.
I don't think it was up for 250 hours.
You could have 28 days later, but 250 hours later, where he has to fight off zombies
for 250 hours. It's not as long as 28 days.
No, but it's consecutive hours.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty tough. I was spent for one that's less cruel.
You did ask,
but quite unusual. What I said was, I'm gonna let him do the community service, right? In whatever way he, like, it's gonna happen. But he has to do a very specific chore. He has to go work with other people, right? And not just any other
similar
people.
Similar to mine.
Similar, but not just any other people. He has to work with Alex Ferguson.
Ooh.
Who he hates. And this is the man. This is coming from the man. 250 hours there with him. The man who held up that rest in peace Alex Ferguson placard last season, at the end of last season. Mm. So he's got to work with Alex Ferguson 250 hours as his you know, skinny, maybe, pretty much.
Maybe the day that, starting the day they win the title, maybe.
Yeah.
Just to really rub it in.
He has to bring the title up to the pitch for him. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Dude, the captain of the winning team last year has to bring it out if some new team has won it. So if it's a company, you have to parade out and give it to them, and then they'll boo him off the pitch.
Honourable mention.
Throw rotten eggs at him.
Honourable mention. You're really into cruel and unusual punishments today.
Yes.
Honourable mentions to making him just warm up for 250 hours and eventually decides he wants to leave again.
Could we possibly combine all of our ideas and somehow trap him
under a rock, Alex Ferguson?
Under a rock. But not rock. Not a real rock. Trap him in between
a metaphorical rock, is that what you're
Alex Ferguson? Trap him in between, in like sort of a canyon made of Alex Ferguson and Neil Warnock.
Neil Warnock and a hard face.
Works. That's interesting. You'd also maybe send him away to Argentina for 250 euros to play some golf.
Yeah,
he like that though. He likes golf.
Yeah, but I mean, it's topical. So that's what I said.
It was topical about a year and a half ago.
Shut up! It's topical.
Champions League. Cutting edge. Champions League. That's just happened. Literally just happened. Finished a few hours ago. All of it. It's over. We've seen the final. Well done to Paris Saint-Germain. No, but seriously, Paris Saint-Germain and Barcelona 2-0. Dybeck makes a comeback in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Now Bex.
He was a bit shy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he was shining.
He made some nice passes.
I think it was I think it was justified playing him. I think a lot of people got very weird about it.
Committed a few fouls.
Didn't Adrian Childs ask whether Xavi and Iniesta and Busquets would be too starstruck to play properly? I believe that was asked.
That's deep, yeah.
As according to internet memes with angry Roy Keane faces. That was the house.
That is a reliable source of ever I've heard.
That was a fantastic game.
Yeah, 2-0. 2-0 finished.
It was great, and the ending to it was just, you know, it was one of those, it was a classic Champions League game. There was a couple of mistakes, there was some moments of brilliance.
There was David Beckham.
There was David Beckham.
There was a penalty.
Just take all the time to talk about that.
We talk about Beckham until the cows come home. Those cows are home now, so we're going to still talk about Beckham. Paris Saint-Germain weren't really that good though.
They started very well defensively. I thought they
had a very strange system with Beckham and Matuidi, but I think they were a bit short in midfield, I think.
Yeah, that was
they could have done an extra midfielder. Like, they went very gung ho with the four attackers and Devesi and Pastore, or not Pastore, Moore and Ibrahimovic as well. And, you know, it didn't really pay off because their goal came from an offside from a set piece and the other one was a deflected shot at the very end of the game. I mean, the tactics didn't really seem... Okay, containing Barcelona did an okay job, but they did concede two at the end, which isn't amazing.
I mean, admittedly, the penalty was a bit silly.
It was a bad mistake from Sirigu. Try and tackle for that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say, you know, I mean... Listen to Lou Macari on TV3, he'd swear that it was the worst game ever and that no one ever got anything right. But I think there was
Messi.
Even then he was giving out about Messi in the first
half.
Hamstring,
you know?
He was poor in the first half, Messi. He didn't do much. He scored a great goal.
Significantly more improved in the second, I thought.
Yeah. But it was just, you know, all in all, I thought it was a fantastic game to kind of watch how things were changed, like how it was progressing, how you felt things should change throughout the game. I mean, as soon as I said, well, PSG's defence has been going well, Barcelona scored. And then as soon as I said on Twitter, which I actually just wrote about Zlatan not wanting revenge enough, as soon as I pressed send, he scored. He was offside.
He was still terrible, though.
He was. He had a really bad game, Zlatan.
But he does that a lot, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I thought he wanted a bit more against Barcelona.
Well, he did play against him last year for AC Milan at this stage, wasn't it? So, I mean, he's been in that position.
Worth mentioning, Silva's header that led to his goal was just fantastic. Thiago Silva hadn't...
Flicking on, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not flicking on.
I don't think it was flicking on. No, it was an absolute drive at goal.
Like Andy Carroll's at the weekend.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We
might not, actually.
We might not. If you don't shut up.
I thought Silva was fantastic in the game, which was good to see because I'd seen Joey
Martin's
comments earlier in the day, unnecessarily.
Called him fat.
Just said that he was overrated.
And bad hamstrings.
Yeah, and he played the game. Admittedly, Joey Martin came out and said, you know, I shouldn't have put that on. I shouldn't have put that up till later.
Till after the match. Till after he was really, really good.
Yeah, he said he played a game of his life, which I think he's a good defender, and I think he was fantastic in that game, especially when you saw him motivating the players when the heads went down for the second.
Yeah, after the penalty, yeah.
And one specific shot was they showed him Graham Matuidi and
shaking him,
being like, get up there.
With the stick.
And he scored. And I thought that, I know it was a bit of a sloppy goal.
Well, the goal was, yeah, it took a deflection, kind of. And not a huge deflection, but it took enough to for Valdez to go the other way. But also that Valdez is very bendy.
It's
incredibly bendy.
We talked to another member of the tweeters community about that, that said he ended up in some sort of weird yoga stance.
I mean, he was all the way, like, he's down on his knees with his back bent and his head looking at the ball going into the net behind him. It's very impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, I couldn't do that if I tried. I needed to even try. Just happened.
Didn't do anything for stopping the ball.
Reminded me of that bit in The Simpsons where Homer falls over the
trash can. It's fire hydrant.
The fire hydrant, and his spine cracks. It's like, this is even more painful than it looks. I was like, oh no, Valdez, he alright? But he was. I think it was more the goal that hurt him than the way he bent.
Well, you asked straight afterwards. Obviously, whoever was covering the match in France with the mainstream that was coming through, it shot to a picture of Messi. Straight after the goal, as if Messi was the Barcelona manager, because he's walking up and down the touchline like, that's that. Then we've conceded. I was like, where's the goal for? What's going on here?
Also, just another little dig at TV3's commentary. Trevor Welch and Neil McCarry, who called Barcelona a one-man team, and said they haven't looked capable of anything without Messi in the entire second half. Which is just, it was really poor. Really put me off, I have to say.
Well, that's, you know, the players were starstruck.
Seldom do I pray for Mark Lawrence to make a comeback. This time
he was in the studio, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that didn't help.
I was in the studio. Hello, Gary.
It's in TV3.
I know, it's not even Gary, but you still call him Gary. Anyway, can I call you Gary? Well, Barca just trashed the new camp. Is that what's going to happen?
Go back
to new camp. They get 6 or 7.
Unless Zlatan this time wants his revenge at the new camp, and then
this time it's personal.
No, I don't. I'd say it'll be a 2-3-0, 3-1. There you go,
3-1.
I didn't say to who.
Barcelona. Yeah. Bayern 2 Juventus 2, the other big game.
2-0.
Bayern 2 Juventus nil. I haven't written down Bayern 2 Juventus nil.
That's a shocker. He's really dropped the ball there.
He's dropped the ball. Oh, pawn something. Valdez dropped the ball. Bayern absolutely trashed Juve, though.
Yeah,
I mean, they could have had 5 or 6 goals. I mean, it's the biggest trashing you're going to see at 2-0. They just completely outplayed them. The movement was better. They were just looked fitter. They closed Pirlo down brilliantly. They closed Marchisio down as well very well. They didn't let them attack, and they got them after what, a minute?
It was 25 seconds.
The spin on that shot was absolutely insane. I don't know what happened. It did take a deflection.
It took deflection off.
But I mean, if you look at it from whatever angle it was that they showed, like, I do not blame Buffon at all. Like, it was crazy because he starts diving the right way, and the ball, even after the reflection, spins off the other way.
Yeah, it did.
It's like something seen in Space Jam or something like that. I was like, what's happening?
Love that piece of Space Jam where it deflects off Arturo Vidal.
But Gianluca
Pass Bugs Bunny.
Viali said that it was the worst first half was the worst 45 minutes he'd seen under Conte yet.
I haven't seen that much, but I mean, they just look so awful. Like, they maybe it's not fair to say Juve look terrible, but Bayern just look brilliant, and they just complete that. And afterwards, at the end, they interviewed Arsene Robben.
Had a terrible game,
but still,
he was awful. He looked very frustrating, I could see. And funnily enough, as I said on them tweeters, you fall into a love hate relationship with Arjen Robben, because I remember even at the final, when I was in the fan park for the final last year, you could see.
I was in the fan park.
No, but you could hear the angry German frustration that Arjen Robben. It was like, yeah, I get that too.
He's Dutch as well.
True. He came out anyway in his interview afterwards, kind of just, you know, said, oh, it was a great performance. Yeah, I think we've really shown that we can we can beat the big teams now, and it's like, but you know, he was kind of saying in his head, like, but we know we can beat anybody, and you're kind of like, you can't beat anybody, can you? Yeah, you probably can, but it, you know, they could, it's possible that he could go to Juventus or back to Turin and they could lose 2-0 and then go extra time, and then who knows what happens there.
Could do, but I mean, if they start with that intensity, if they start with a goal inside the first minute again, but if they start with that intensity, I don't think Juventus will pull it back.
How good is this Bayern team? Because it just doesn't seem to get as much credit as they deserve.
Yeah, I still think there's weaknesses, not weaknesses per se, but just lapse in concentration sometimes from parts of the team. I'd say it's a relatively young team overall, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
it's an old team.
They got to the Champions League final last year, and they got to the final. It was 4 years ago, was it? Mm. I mean, that team 4 years ago it was a bit different than the one now, but they seem to have just reinvented within 3 years and made another brilliant team straight away. You know, sometimes they see with United, it took them ages to reinvent and get back to that level. It even happened with Madrid, like they've kind of spent a couple of years in the wilderness, you'd say, and they got to last 16. But
that's where they found Kadira, in the wilderness. Looks like a bit of a wilderness dweller.
They got to that stage where they kind of went into weather, but Bayern just seemed to reinvent their team and come back again, but they just don't seem to be getting that credit. And you think now it's going to be very, not difficult, but it's going to be very strange for Guardiola to be going into this team who could well be European champions when he goes in, look amazing, and kind of go, well, what's he going to do? Like, I mean, what's the point in getting this such an expensive manager in, if your manager now is doing such a good job?
Yeah, but I mean, when they got him in, it was off, I suppose they were a bit through the season and playing quite well, but it was still off the back of a heavy league loss, Champions League final loss and cup loss the year before. So, I mean, you see the point of...
But it's not like they got him in the summer. I mean, they only got him in, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean.
I mean, they've been flying high on the table. They were into the last 16 Champions League. But still in the cup.
I don't think Hank has had planned on staying, did he? I think he...
Possibly not, but I mean, he wasn't gone when Guardiola.
I still think it's gonna be a good move overall.
I think, yeah, they're probably looking towards the future, but you wonder, you know, what can he do to improve that team?
Yeah,
what can he do?
Bring in Messi.
Well, they've been linked with Lewandowski and Suarez.
They've been linked with who?
Lewandowski.
I thought you said Heskey. You can't be sitting here. You messing with me? They've been linked with Heskey.
Linked with Heskey.
Guardiola and Bayern Munich linked with Emil Heskey.
Big Heskey, you're full, knocking the balls in. Get Michael Owen out there. Bring him back to drink. There's something up. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know what to say. I'm speaking a different language to me, Emil.
How are you making dinner? Miami. Madrid 3, Galatasaray 0. Ronaldo, Higuain, Benzema, that one's finished.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, no contest really in it. Relatively boring game overall.
You can't see Galatasaray getting 4 at home and not conceding. I mean,
no, what you've seen is that Yilmaz is out now, so they've scored
no
a total
goals.
Of one goal without him so far, which was the last goal that they scored against. Oh, two goals, because they scored two against Schalke.
Oh, well, that's grand for the start.
That's grand.
Okay, two. Madrid would give up one of the goals. Yeah, it'd be grand. No goal, Ramos, he's out. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, it looked like he did it intentionally. Well, Jamie Redknapp suggested,
but nobody else seemed to.
Rude Ruddy Hullett wouldn't listen to him anymore. He just ignored him. If you can look at that clip, look it up, because Jamie Redknapp asks him a question and Rude Hullett makes a face as if, like, well, I'm not answering you.
What have you won in your career?
A different answer about something else. It's like,
I used to manage Chelsea.
What would happen if they decided that he did that on purpose? Because Beckham did it before, didn't he get a punishment of a couple more games?
I don't know. It's very difficult to prove if you did it on purpose or not. Because Ramos
kicked the ball away.
Yeah, but Ramos was saying whatever.
Yeah, you can't.
No, I don't think he necessarily did it on purpose because of that. Yeah.
Like, even if you have strong suspicions that it happened, there's not really any way that you can prove it, unless there's some sort of lip reading thing where if we have footage of Mourinho going, here, look. You know, you're on a yellow card.
get yourself
another one.
Miss
a game that we're going to win, and then...
Which they have done before. Or have been accused of,
at
least.
Yeah, but everybody's been accused of doing it at this stage, haven't they?
Even you. I meant you, Shane Keenan.
Oh, yeah.
You took a second yet on Mr. Two podcasts ago to make Soccer AM.
Yeah. That was a while ago, actually.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
It's probably over a month ago at this stage. Leave me alone. Stop talking about me. Ronaldo, we're going to be Dima with the goals anyway. Ronaldo's a nice little true ball, little chip dinking over the keeper.
He's now Anderson.
Left footed dink.
Oh,
now who's he trying to emulate now?
Emil Heskey?
No, I didn't dink it with his head.
All I'll say is he's no Stephen Henderson, alright? So
he's no Stephen Henderson.
No, he really isn't.
Because I don't know who Stephen Henderson is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Good luck, Ronaldo.
Do you mean Jordan Henderson?
Oh no, I said it again, didn't I?
Yeah,
it is Stephen Henderson.
I think he might be the.
He might play for.
No, that's Connor Henderson. Stephen Henderson, he's a goalkeeper at West Ham. So you're right there now. You're right.
Jordan Henderson.
He's not a goalkeeper at West Ham anyway, yeah.
That's for sure. Anyway, yeah, moving on. The other game in Spain was Malaga Dortmund. That was a nil all. Bit of a dour match.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because we actually watched the first half together, me and Rue. And
we moved.
You were playing football. We moved.
I was out doing real things with real balls.
Gotta be a better way to say that.
We were watching it with our prosthetic testicles.
We moved screens. You know, we'd watched the first half of the Real Madrid game and a bit of the second half and gone, this is only going to... Real are just going to get another goal. It'd be a better game than the Dortmund-Malaga one. It's kind of...
And it wasn't.
Sitting,
you've learned your lesson now, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Sitting with your back to the good game. And the worst part was the sound of the Real game was on. So I mean, some of the stuff happening in that, you're kind of looking behind but also facing the Dortmund game. It's quite a pickle.
Poor you.
Life is tough.
Well, look, we won't know the results, lads, until the second legs have been played. And that's just the way football is. We can only speculate, though. Who's going to go through Malaga or Dortmund?
I still feel Dortmund. Dortmund, yeah. The home
Dortmund to win the tournament. Game. Get your money on it, as I ever say.
No, they'll beat Malaga.
great, very interesting semi-finals, though, I think, the way they play. You got Dortmund, or you think Dortmund are going to get there? You imagine Madrid are going to get there.
Yeah.
Yes,
Bayern or Juventus, either one is going to be good there, but we take it that Bayern are going to be there, and you just assume Barcelona are going to put a few past Paris Saint-Germain at the new camp. So you're talking Barca, Bayern, Real and Dortmund.
The listeners may not assume this, though, so.
They may not, and get in touch. If you don't assume, get in touch with us on 12manpodcast.
Show at Shane Keane,
the 12manpodcast.com.
You may have to record yourself and leave us to it.
Send us a video. Replace your voice with some goats or some Gary Neville. We'd like that.
Either one will do. Well, it's a great, you know, because you've had Schalke over there a few years ago, weren't really up to much. And, you know, I just think all four. Well, I don't think it's normally true, but I think there's three teams there that are very capable of winning it, and one of them's going to have to go out in the semi-finals, and then you could have a real major final between. You could have that Barca Madrid final that people hoped for last year. You know, do we want that, or do you want to see it over two legs?
I don't know. It'll end up being somehow. A new version of a final where there'll be three legs to it somehow, and we'll have our ninth La Liga Clásico game. It'll be like, oh no.
I don't remember this many El Clásicos ever before. It just seems to be when Mourinho took over.
When we were younger, there surely wasn't this many. Or maybe I just didn't have Sky Sports back then.
But there just wasn't as much hullabaloo about them, I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
No, it certainly wasn't that word. No. I don't think anyone ever asked me.
It was hullabaloo, I tell you.
Did you see the hullabaloo around the Real and Barca game this weekend?
Oh, they're up to all kinds of shenanigans, all kinds of skullduggery, numbskullery. Oh, dear me. Anyway, look, we'll worry about that when it comes around again. Premiership, that's where it's at. That's the bread and butter. You gotta get, you know, you gotta finish in the top four, get the Champions League. That's the important thing. But we're gonna focus on the bottom.
Messed with your head there.
Kind of a segue right there.
You got your Fulham 3. You got your QPR 2.
You do.
You got that.
You got your missed pedo.
You got Chris Samba and
your suicide defenders. What was Chris Samba doing? He's already gotten a load of flack, so we probably shouldn't give him too much. He's already gotten a load of hullabaloo flack. So
there was an awful hullabaloo around this game. You got your Chris Samba. He's trying his best.
Break it down, Keenzy.
He's trying his best. To get QPR relegated.
Yeah. But he's trying his best to put them completely out of business by taking all their money and then running around in circles in front of his own box.
that's actually focusing. He gave away a penalty after about 12 minutes or something, 20 minutes into the game. He gave away a penalty.
It was about 9 or something.
Was it earlier?
Yeah, it was quite early into the game.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, he
there is. He gave away a penalty. That's pretty bad.
He gifted Berbatov 2 goals.
Okay, no, I mean, everybody gives away a penalty every now and again. You know, it wasn't the worst tackle. He just sticks his foot out, Jago goes over. It's the fact that didn't even look like he was trying to defend it in the first place. The ball came in and Berbatov had so much time to pass that ball and then run off. And he's just kind of looking around. You're like, that guy who's getting paid $100,000 a week, the least you can do is follow your man. The least you can do is mark a man. You know, not just look at him. Not just be ball watching. You might even just forgive it if it'd be.
You're saying that just in football terms, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, like, not some, like, big shot businessman who's earning $100,000 a week. I just, like, follow some lad around.
If Chris Samba did it, like, not in football, he'd probably get in trouble.
If he just did it in any way, it'd be good.
It's just like, hey, what the hell are you doing? Well, I earn $100,000 a week, right?
So I'm going to follow you around.
That was pretty much his reaction on Twitter when the fans gave him the stick.
That's true.
He was like, get over it, earn money. And then was like, but sorry. It's like,
your shit.
Lead with the sorry. And then say, I'm going to try and do my best to recover.
But also, look at all this money I have.
Here's what I did tonight. In a picture of him with loads of money or something. I don't know. And then he gave her the penalty. The second one, he got the ball and kind of ran around in circles for a bit before losing the ball and giving it to Berbatov, who ran in and scored. It was a nice finish, actually, for that second one. It's a nice penalty as well. He's so calm and composed before it's taken. He's just now fixing socks for ages. And the ref blows whistle.
I actually thought, because I saw the highlights.
Taylor scratched his leg?
I thought in the build up he nearly fell. Or he faked falling because it kind of skipped in my highlight reel. So it looked like he was running up, but I obviously skipped back to when he was messing with his socks.
Yeah, no, he's just fixing it and then ref blows
whistle. That'd be a good way to put someone off for a penalty though. Like run up so he can make him go, whoa, and then bury it top corner. Yeah, showed you.
Whoa, how wacky.
You might put yourself off though.
Ah, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm too professional.
Ah, right.
That's why I'm coming up with all these mad schemes of how to score penalties.
It's not that mad scheme. It's not like dastardly and money trying to score a penalty.
But I don't think I can get any. I can't get cartoonish with it. I've got a cartoon dog to score a penalty, maybe, but.
Oh, dear, lads, we've lost focus again. Yeah, but was it really the end stuff?
What a bunch of sandals we are.
Oh, I get it.
Clint Hilton. $100,000 a week to make those jokes.
Clint Hilton is best to try to get sent off as well. He scored no goal then, though.
Clint Hill. It makes me laugh every time because you hate him. So you don't hate him, but you feel that he has certainly helped a lot this season in getting them where they are. Twice or three times he's had a few, like if you could take a couple of the clips of shocking goals that he's cost him with his pace.
You could just isolate those instances.
Yeah.
It's like, it might be something right back though.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, Clint Hill's a fullback again. He's going to be getting skinned time and time again. It's like a football manager.
I love the Sky Sports started with that. Like a fade shows the tactics. Oh no, he's going to be destroyed today.
Reading out the team sheet, in goal, Rob Green, right back, oh Jesus.
Much like they used to kind of do with Jeremy for when he was playing for Chelsea. And even I remember an FA Cup game where Harry Kewell tore him apart. That's how bad it was. We won 1-0. And I remember the commentator being like, certainly a vulnerability, like trying to be nice about it, vulnerability, and Jeremy out right back there.
Liverpool Chelsea games, they were
that
brilliant.
What's happening with bad wing backs now? Like, Andre Santos, they don't try to be nice about him.
Yeah, that's
they just
true.
Go, he's not a good player.
Yeah, but he's not English.
He's not English.
That's
why would they
try?
Well,
neither is Jeremy.
But you know what I mean. Like, he's kind of English.
Don't be mean to the J.E. man.
But he's a number one role.
J.E.
I forgot to say how you spell his name. I was going to say G, and then I was like, is it J or?
It's a G. Anyway, look, Fulham won the match 3-2. QPR tried their best to get back in. They missed a penalty.
Yeah, it's wrapped for a decent one back.
Yeah, it was
well.
Nice, nice finish. And Townsend had one or two nice shots. He looks like an alright player. I don't know if he's Tottenham material, but he's definitely good at shooting the ball.
Yeah,
Gina's actually had a nice shot that went wide, I want to say as well.
Yeah, a couple of effort. They were unlucky to lose all now, but I mean,
it's just that first 20 minutes or half an hour where they're just so
they're
shambolic.
Killing themselves, right?
Like, even you could forgive the own goal in a way because the ball's coming across and if it doesn't go in off Hill, it's probably going to go in off, I think, Brian Weiss is following in.
Yeah, but I mean, there was ways of not putting it in. I don't think it was one of those that, like, no matter how Clint Hill touched it, was
yeah,
going to go in. I think it was if he'd done most other things apart from what
force.
He did.
It's one of those ones, though, that I just think if you're looking at it and you see the replays, you're like, oh, well, he should have done this in the heat of the moment.
I know, thinking about,
you know, what did you
hurt? That's, I'm sure that's how his mind
is. That's
how it
works most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a player, I'm going to kick him. he didn't play in the second half, and then Manua came on for him.
Remy's finish was quite a good one as well.
Yeah, I mean, he missed
a
penalty then.
Considering Sandros must have bumped into him like 5 times while beside him, just kind of slight knocks into him like one of those pendulum ball clicker things.
He absolutely smashed it into the, like, in though. He kind of went in off the, did he hit the bar? Like, kind of, as
it
went up,
rocking
it
into the net, yeah.
Yeah, and it just really well hit in the end, because as you said, like, is it Sandros hanging on?
Yeah, Sandros.
This is just on top of him. It's just like, this is just ridiculous. But yeah, Suarza made a few good saves. He made
the penalty.
The penalty was brilliant. He made another really good save as well. He was down to his left as well. But I just think QPR kind of gave up. I didn't really have any chances. Like, there was no, you know, put everybody in the box at the last minute. I think Fulham did pretty good to see them out. Like, they didn't get everybody up and really go for the draw. Because it was a game they really had to win in a way, but they would have taken the draw the way it went. Sidwell got himself sent off as well.
He did. I've only seen it once or twice now. I need to see it again. Maybe if, like, there's a better angle out there. But
if you have a better angle, send it.
But yeah, I don't know. It seems a bit. I probably deserved if it's Sidwell. He's fallen into the caramel culture. That's what I'm going to say. Because I like alliteration.
Caramel culture. Lovely. See, that QPR gone. They got, can I
they've got Wigan on the weekend. That's a very
That's
big
it.
Game.
That's the big one, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, but Wigan is the last.
Wigan and Wigan.
It's the last 8 matches of the season.
Yeah,
Wigan
no.
are going to.
Costs have gone forward.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think. I can see them. Like, I think they're going to look back at that Fulham game and be like, that cost us so dearly at the end of the day. And Samba is going to have to eat them Twitter words.
And probably many a feast on his 100 grand.
He's definitely.
I remember when he first joined, I don't know who they played in that first game, but he was only 50% fit or
40%
fit. Brilliant! He's like, now he's 100% fit, he's crap. So get him back to 50% fit.
Knacker him out, make him do a couple of laps of the stadium before.
Yeah.
Kick him in the shins a bit, I don't know. Bruise him up.
I don't know if you can ever be 100% fit with Clint Hill beside you. Imagine it takes energy just being near him. Just like, oh, Clint, what have you done now?
If only had kept Ryan Nelson, they could have the old Ryan Nelson, Chris Sam, Blackburn partnership. But, you know, 6 years on or whatever. Anyway, look, move on. Southampton, they beat Chelsea 2-1. They might well have got themselves out of trouble already. I mean, but the other teams around them just dropping points and losing games to beat the band. Like, I mean, Southampton beating Chelsea. We said it the last week, though, didn't we?
Yeah, that was pretty much a guaranteed win because they were playing a good team.
And they played the good teams. They played really well against them.
Yeah.
But if they can just get one or two more wins, they're safe. Like, and Pochettino looks like he's doing a pretty good job. He's got the way he's got them playing, though. They were bad under Atkins, but they just look better under Pochettino.
Yeah.
I think so.
The kind of football they play is just
looking justified.
Great at the polls. Very nice. Free.
Because, I mean, Pochettino's got 3 wins and they're all in big games. Does that kind of gloss over if the like if they go out next weekend and
lose
to someone who it doesn't really matter
Redding,
so much.
They're playing Reading.
Like,
I wouldn't say it does. I wouldn't say
need
it,
to beat.
No,
it,
I mean,
say it'll gloss over, but it will.
But it helps if
it sort of compensates for the fact that, like, if they're kind of expecting not to get points for these games and they're getting points for these games and maybe a draw elsewhere. I mean, it's the extra point.
Yeah,
at the end, they're not going to keep them up.
It's the high profile games that gets coverage, and then people see. Geez, Southampton beat Chelsea, and they beat Man City, and they beat Liverpool. Wow, they're really good, but that could be the only 3 wins that Pochettino gets in his whole first half of a season, or however long he's there.
I still think he's done
it. But I mean, then you got to look and say how many games the Atkins have won as well.
Mm.
He might have won, he might win the game against Reading, or he might have won a game against Norwich through a week, but he may have also lost those other ones. I don't understand
that.
I'm
not criticising Pochettino.
Why do you
care? He's got them.
Do you get
good
that?
Playoff Pochettino, already, right?
I just think he's got them playing some nice football, but maybe it is just from what I've seen in the big games.
There was some lovely football in that
Ricky
game.
Ricky Lambert's free kick was
well. I'm going to start a bit before that with the 1-2 that led to the goal. Just a nice basic 1-2 that I haven't seen a goal from something like that in so long.
There's just so much space.
Yeah.
The 1-2, I mean, it's so effective, but it's just not used enough. I mean, Barcelona use it all the time.
Especially around a player like John Terry, who takes an age to turn around. He ages as he turns around. There was a quality... who was it that slipped him? Was it Rodriguez again when the ball came over? He kind of dinked it over him and caught Terry in that classically
that was,
miles out of position
that
type
was Rodriguez, yeah.
That position that he's always in.
And then unfortunately... someone slipped and Terry scored a header.
Yeah, it was actually his header though. I mean, he really powered them in.
He was unmarked and his marker fell. It was like, oh, no.
He was unmarked and his marker fell.
Yeah.
I think that's a double negative.
Well, his marker fell, thus he had no marker.
Yes. You corrected yourself there. Mm.
I did.
Yes.
Thanks, TJ.
Well done. B+.
Lambert's goal?
A+. A class. Top class. Ace. Thumbs up.
Gold star, smiley face, picture of a cat.
I love when you
win. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that one.
I certainly think Cech was quite a falter. I think he similar to Valdez, just took, well, when the way Valdez took one step and was kind of
forward 2 steps back.
No, he took one step and was, you know, in trouble from there on. Cech needed to take an extra step. He took one step.
So when you say
died.
Similar to Valdez, you mean the exact footing. Opposite of Valdez.
He got his footing wrong for the goal.
Yeah. We'll take that on board. But it was a brilliantly struck free kick.
Oh, God. Don't take anything away from it. But I think it was savable. And I think Cech, you know, the Petr Cech of old, or the one that maybe we all had hyped up in our head that doesn't exist, would have probably saved.
If you saw that goal just once though and never seen the replays, you'd say, oh, that's brilliant.
Oh,
and that's what the fans saw at the stadium. And you're taking that away from them.
Oh, I'm taking it away from them. I love Ricky Lambert. Love when he celebrates.
Yeah, he's got, what, 18? No, 15 goals? Something like that. He's got a decent amount of goals this season. I mean, he's not going to make the England squad.
Robbie Savage thinks he will.
I didn't see this, but I heard about
it. It was atrocious. First of all, he looked like Simon Jordan.
Oh, he does look a bit like Sam Jordan anyway.
But he really did, like, the match of the day too.
Sam Jordan, the former Crystal Palace chairman.
Yeah, and he looked like Dragon's Den, because Simon Jordan used to be on that.
Did he?
So, yeah, he was on it for a little while.
I don't remember him on that. I don't remember. I never watched Dragon's Den.
But here's Robbie Savage's tweet. A lot of people, well, firstly, @Al_Horner gets a little reward for tweeting Robbie Burton's menswear Thor Savage. It's exactly what he looked like.
What are we, what's the award or the prize?
Well, he just gets a little mention, that's...
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
No award. I should have worded that better, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not listening, probably.
That's his loss.
Then he, Robbie Savage, said after he tweeted, "What are you asking? My jumper was Dolce, my tie was Dolce, my shirt was Dolce, my trousers were Dolce, so were my undies, lol."
Oh, so, that was very deep, more so than...
Sorry, my voice is tired.
My voice is
get
tired.
Get off my back.
I'm professional. Give me some water with lemon in it.
It's not me. I don't have that posh a voice. And I would like some water with some lemon in it.
No. I think I'm
and some Dolce clothes. Why don't I have Dolce clothes?
He's being very prejudiced against
Anyway,
Canada.
Look, his package.
His package was just to get the bad highlight reel of... getting Ricky Lambert into the England team.
It was such good television.
It was, yeah, like, it was really weird because he was kind of showing examples of, like, you know, ball goes up, well, actually he hasn't done that well there, but it was just all over the place.
He showed a clip of Ricky Lambert ran through on goal and went to, like, he was one on one with the keeper and missed, and he was like, "Look at this now." No, that was bad. I'm not going to do it.
Look at this now.
No, just do it with my voice.
And he said, "Yeah, look at this. See, this is one of the reasons why you probably shouldn't be in the squad, because you missed that."
"I don't know what I'm saying. I lack words. I got a feeling."
Oh, we're descending into madness again.
But he was just using these buzzwords where, like, the ball would go up to Ricky Lambert, he'd win a header and he'd go, "Header?" Or, like, "Strength. See? He has strength.
Agility." But he was it was
movement desire.
it was really poorly done. I'd say they were sitting there in the studio laughing, just not knowing what to say next.
It's like whoever the producer or the editor was, were just on the holiday, it was like, yeah, just let Robbie do what he wants.
Yeah, I'd live a bit there, Robbie. There was actually something weird
about that match today, because it wasn't live, it was recorded
they didn't fix that compilation clip, but it was they had
4 hours for it to go out live. It's like, is it whoever's just lazy?
Because they were talking about Martin O'Neill, and then they were talking about who might replace Martin O'Neill when it was announced like an hour or two beforehand that Rilo DeCanio was.
We're going to get to that. You've ruined on everything.
Skipping ahead.
Manchester United. United won 1-0. Nobody cares about that. They're going to win the league. But Martin O'Neill got sacked. And
breaking news.
The cry of thousands of Man United fans as you said that. The hatred filled cries.
DeCanio. Paolo bloody DeCanio.
More hatred filled cries.
I mean, this is the kind of name on the day. I said that he'd be the kind of manager who was at Redden, you know, that could come in, give them a kick up the arse and get things going.
Especially certain types of players, if the rumours are to be believed.
None of those rumours are true. I mean, he's a good man. He's been a brilliant character in English football for so long. Now we're going to have him back in the Premiership, even if it's just for nine games.
We should be careful that we don't back him too much, so that in case things do kick off, we can just we can just point and blame and you know, not be associated with it.
No, well, look, no, we're not going to be the ones that are responsible for his appointment, are we?
Nope.
No, exactly. Yeah. So.
Well, ruin might a little.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to
send that letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
that's probably a bad idea.
He's kind of like when we had Ian Holloway today, but kind of more likable than Ian Holloway, at least at the moment.
Is he? Well, yeah, at the moment.
Yeah,
because we haven't had.
But we've seen him.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
I mean, he got Swindon promoted. He had them top of the table in League One, wasn't it?
His first press conference was one of those football manager storm out press conferences where it was actually the PR person, or I'm not sure if it's the PR person or whoever was running the meeting.
Yeah, it would have been
kind of called. Kind of called an end after the journalists persisted to ask him questions about the whole thing. And actually, there was one about his parents I didn't really understand. They asked had it been brought in shame on his parents, or did he get it from his parents, or whatever. And he pronounced his parents funny, was what I'm getting to. Bad ends. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll kick it off. And also to the football part, to see if he has the metal.
Metal, eh? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of word we're using now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Sunderland seemed pretty useless in that first half.
I mean, they've got a group of massively average players from all sports.
Yeah, but players that could probably excel at.
But they've got a group of massively average players. They should be probably 11th in the table behind Fulham.
Yeah.
You know, they have maybe one or two good players, and then the rest of them are like, Mingles, yeah, he's good. Or
I suppose, isn't that what QPR have? Like, apart from maybe defensively. But a large quantity of average squad members.
I ran that for the Sunderland job.
There was rumours at the time, which were really fantastic. He jumps ship from QPR
and get Sunderland. Him relegated as well.
I have to say, I'm really doubtful about Sunderland's chances of staying up now, without trying to, you know, devastate too many Sunderland fans.
Do you think they're more likely to go down?
Not too many of them.
Do you think they're more likely to go down now?
I don't know. I think it's a.
Or they're just such a slippery slope.
I think they're just about the same.
Yeah.
I meant more from a fixtures and a player's point of view. If
Chelsea's the weekend.
If he can work a miracle out of it, then.
I mean, it wouldn't be a miracle, though, would it, surely?
No, it wouldn't be a miracle.
They're not in the relegation zone.
Yeah,
zones,
no,
and the teams below
are a bit stabilising more so.
But he is that kind of manager.
Which an unstable character doesn't really help.
Things he won't be doing. Stabilising the clubs. Getting along with the players.
Leaving pictures in the building. He'll rob them all. Like he did at his last job.
Midnight break-ins are all around.
He's
the kind of character that would come in and give them a, you know, would Alan Corbishley, you know, say Alan Corbishley's name.
Alan Corbishley.
Say his name. A person like him coming in, and like he's that kind of dour, you know, not dour, but he spent ages doing all these tactical things. Whereas Proud of the Kenny might come in and just, you know, get them all
is this the Harry Redknapp
effect? Give them a spank on the air. But if it works for the nine games, or you know, whatever,
We would say Martin Neal's a decent tactician.
Yeah, and but he just had no life about him. You saw Martin Neal in his glory days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Celtic, but he just didn't look like he bothered.
A lot of people made that point that he wasn't running up and down the pitch. I don't think that, like, I don't think that had too much.
But I just said he didn't look bothered in any way. Like, he never seemed interested.
He was told before. That was a chance, like, that.
It's a strange one, because maybe, but I mean, it was a couple of weeks that was happening.
They were never going to beat him. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the chances of beating him are very slim, so why sack him after that? Is, like, why not sack him before, you know? The international break, they would have more time to get a manager in.
Yeah.
It's a strange one.
There was criticism over, like, Reading sacking them ahead of
international break?
Ahead of playing United well. And it was sort of like, well, it's so hard for a new manager to come in and do anything against United, so
we got a shout on Twitter with what I had requested last week and in. I was giving out about not enough hashtag manager in.
Oh yeah.
But it starts out with an out, so I'm sorry. Goes from outie to innie, much like your belly button shaking.
Yeah, that was weird.
Terrible. It goes from Dicey9 at Dicey9. At Trapout Podcast, hashtag Trapout, hashtag Martin O'Neill in, at FAI Ireland, hashtag IRL.
Oh.
So what do we think of that?
At least he didn't say hashtag IRA.
That's true. That would have been bad. It would have associated Trap and Martin O'Neill with the IRA.
Well, Martin O'Neill, you know, he's not
an IRA. Oh, careful there.
I'm going to say
step back. Step back.
I'm gonna
get off that landmine and run.
I'm going to throw the word allegedly in there. Just going to throw it in there somewhere.
Don't. There's no alleged about it.
No, like, joke.
Absolute joke.
Nah, that's gonna. Was this before you were sacked? O'Neill in?
It was today.
Oh, dear.
When we're recording this.
Do we want to... lifeless manager of Martin O'Neill. Even Trapattoni's an 80 something year old man, he's running up and down the touchline.
He's not really running,
he's got a wazzle
Zimmer frame in his way up.
He's a perfectly healthy 80 year old man.
He's not 80, he's 73 or something.
Yeah, well, it's a lie.
A lot of lies coming out of you at the moment.
I've never seen his birth cert anyway.
Yeah, well, none of us have, exactly.
Careful, going down Donald Trump alley here.
He's still 90, I don't think we're getting a manager about Martin O'Neill in. Just like when people shout for Owen Coyle to get the Ireland job.
Oh god.
The answer is no.
Shane Keane has decided no. He's not getting it.
He's not getting the job. I'd be picking the manager now.
And who would you have?
He'd leave Trap for now. He said that last week. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to last week's episode.
That's true.
It's a good one as well.
But who to replace him?
We leave that till it comes. Come on.
I'm not the one who's asked for this.
Inevitably, as an 88 year old man, we're talking about Sunderland.
Ronald Koeman. Cumin. Yeah, that's a name. Sunderland. The Canio. We think we've covered that one pretty extensively.
Van Persie go. Was it his?
No.
Was
he? No.
That's Bramble's.
No way is he getting that.
Don't try and take Bramble's goal off him. No. Did you see Jeff Stelling?
Did I see?
Given Titus Bramble stick, saying that, I think it was something along the lines of Titus Bramble scoring an own goal. So those people that have him in your fantasy Premier League team, you might want to take him out, the both of you. And then it got kind of awkward after that, because it was like a bit funny. And
did Charlie Nicholas come in there?
No, they did. Charlie Nicholas and Thompson and whoever the hell
you
else
you make the
there.
Jokes and
Merson, they kind of said... Oh, that's bad, Jeff, kind of thing. So Jeff tried to explain his way out of it, at which point they started all together doing this digging motion as if he was digging his own grave, and it looked like they were doing a really bad dance.
Are they doing the Harlem Shake?
Oh, no! They're going to do that and Merson's teeth all falling.
They'll come back and Merson will be standing there sweeping hands. Oh, dear. West Ham, West Brom, 3-1 to West Ham. And three lovely goals. Andy Carroll with a bullet header.
Yeah.
An absolute bullet header. Gary O'Neill with a real, you know, kind of a...
Yeah,
he scooped it into the far corner.
Yeah, we were kind of cynical at first. It was like, he didn't mean that. That's a deflection.
Well, Gary O'Neill.
Great goal.
Yeah.
Really is.
And then Andy Carroll's second one, where he follows the ball over his shoulder and then just kind of taps it. Compared to David Platt's goal for England against Sydney years ago. Where he just kind of follows it and smacks it in. Actually, we didn't mention it, but the Fulham QPR game, Berbatov had a lovely takedown. I mean, wonderful piece of skill where he basically followed the ball over his shoulder.
Oh, and Hengeland had a backheel.
And Hengeland had a backheel.
That too off.
We'd set up the own goal.
Yeah.
It's great. Fulham barely off the ball, then over his head, watches it. Takes a touch on his foot, it might be his left foot, and just dinks it over the defender who's there and just carries on his run. It's just unbelievable. But Andy Carroll's goal.
Back to the actual talent.
Yeah,
Andrew Carroll.
Following that ball.
You were going to give him a middle name
Andrew
there.
Andrew Declan but... Carroll.
Andrew yeah. Andy Carroll.
Yeah, it's kind of close enough to yours.
Yeah, it actually is. his first goal he beat Olsen for, which is...
It's just a great header. Delightful.
Olsen's a good header of the ball, and he's an even better elbow of the face. So I was delighted to see him score and come out without a scratch.
He's no Saul Campbell.
Oh, I don't know. Saul has powerful elbows, but Olsen has sharp ones that'll cut you open. He's like Scyther, the Pokemon. And then his second goal I thought was just wonderful. I thought there was a bit of laziness about the West Brom defenders at it, but absolute class.
That's laziness, you know.
West Ham.
It's just a class, Randy Carroll.
West Ham want, well, Sam says he does want him permanently.
I mean, how much do they want to spend? Because if they want to spend 15 million, they can spend 15 million on
8 or 7, I would say.
7 or 8 million, maybe. But 15 million, maybe, you know, they could buy a proper striker for that.
Ooh, I couldn't flog him in Football Manager a year or two back for I couldn't get rid of him for 2 million. Isn't that absurd?
That's your own problem.
I will admit that is.
Yeah.
Doran's penalty and then subbed instantly. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's
near off the pitch.
He seems to have a little bit of a miserable life, to be honest. Not in a mean way, but just...
He doesn't want to be there, does he?
Well, the commentators seem to mention all the time that he was transfer listed when he was transfer listed. And then, like, you know, stuff like this happens to him where it's like, someone else gets a red card. Oh, better take off Dorans. He's clearly the most useless member we have on the pitch.
Well, my theory is that he's just putting him in the shop window and then immediately... As soon as Dorrance does anything good,
get him off
in case he does something terrible. Lasting impression.
I don't think he's too bad. I think he's alright.
Yeah, good point.
You mentioned the red card kind of briefly. We definitely have to speak about that.
What was he doing? I mean, he
was the huffiest little
11-year-old shoulder or, you know, kicker.
There was a tap on the ankle is what he was pointing
goes, picks up the ball, boots it at Gary Neal, isn't it?
Just about hit him. Which would have been even more embarrassing.
But it hit somebody else. It bounced off Gary Neal and hit somebody else. So he got two.
Yeah, it kind of grazed.
Yeah.
Gary Neal.
But it was a good solid kick. I mean, if you could do it on target,
moron.
Decent guard player.
It was one of my. I have to say, it was one of my favorite red cards I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most absurd.
It's really, really.
Trying to think back of any other.
I have another favorite. I'll tell you. It was Liverpool Aston Villa. Lee Henry scored a second goal for Villa. To put them 2-1 up and look like they were going to win it, and he took off his shirt, ran into the crowd, and came back and got sent off and took off his shirt.
Yeah, I remember. I think Derek Reardon did it for Hibs before.
Yeah,
he scored a penalty.
Same thing.
And no, he didn't take off his shirt. He went up because I think it was like 1-1 or something.
Went to the crowd.
He ran up to get the ball, and someone else went to get it, and he just shoved him in the face to get the ball away.
Got
sent off, and then he was like. Because it was real urgency that he had in his mind. He was like, all right, yeah, we'll get the equaliser. And then
it's gone. There's one more beauty of a red card that I'm sure you can look up. That is Giovanni Van Bronckhorst playing for Arsenal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was
2001 season. And he runs up beside, I think we may have beaten Arsenal in this game.
Probably not. Back then we were good.
Yeah, but we were too. That was our 5 trophies year. But he runs up just past Sammy Hippia, and there's a little look like maybe Hippia kicked him, maybe Van Bronckhorst dives, but Van Bronckhorst gets up really quick, kind of jogs off, you know, he doesn't go down looking for the penalty, just fell over, and Hippia walks away, two of them walk away, and the ref, I think it was Durso, just ran straight up to him, and Van Bronckhorst was like, what, I fell, what? And just had
book
to walk
him for
away.
Diving, wasn't it?
Yeah, book him for diving, and it was the second yellow, and there was just confusion, everyone was looking around, just like, okay, suppose we'll play 10 men.
I'd love to see that one now. I don't have a word for Andy Durso.
I'll look it up and see.
Yeah,
and you will. We'll email Andy Durso.
Yeah,
we can. With your disappointment of an 11-year-old decision.
It's a poor decision.
Poor decision is a poor decision. No matter what. After 11 years or not, it doesn't matter.
Arsenal beat Reading 4-1. There's a good result for Arsenal. Reading look like they're gone. They're gone now. You know, they're down there. In that relegation zone. City beat Newcastle 4-0. Doesn't really matter though, does it?
No, not really.
It does in the sense that Newcastle are also down there, but yeah. I mean, for City, they play at night next week, actually.
There was a hilarious miss from Gareth Barry in that game.
There was.
If only he
got
about 4 yards out or something.
If only he could put that touch that gave him that own goal earlier in the season. Beautifully passed own goal into the back end. Yeah, Newcastle.
Also, Company's goal.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Pretty sweet.
It was a nice little. The way he kind of just. Flung his foot at it and kind of directed it in. It was nice.
Into the fucking net. That's where it went.
Oh dear. Another Belgian star, Kevin Morales, got a nice goal against.
Oh, he's got an absolutely incredible goal.
Stinger.
That stung the hand of the keeper.
Hull of a loser. That's what I'd say it was.
He's no loser.
He's no loser. He's a
winner. Hull of a winner.
Hubba
Bubba winner.
He won some Hubba
Bubba. Won a Hubba Bubba.
Stoke look like they've forgotten how to play football.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they
wouldn't argue that.
Still, why football? Why are they still not in the relegation zone? They haven't won in about 6 years. Why are they
still? A
little
bit of an overestimation, they've picked up points when they needed. They did look that.
I mean,
I don't know why you're talking about this game though.
Like I probably said, they're going to get relegated to start the season, like I do every season.
They must have had the last 4 games last on Match of the Day.
As a record,
yeah, it's up there with.
But it's like whoever the producer is, the show will go
hate Stoke.
Stoke. You just look at the match and go, it could be Stoke 1-5-4. Yeah. That's probably a crap game.
Yeah,
we have it on last.
All old goals,
fouls, lots of fouls. Looks as if they've forgotten how to play football. It's Liverpool won though. They remember how to play football.
I'm telling you to get on to it.
Liverpool top four, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to jump into that. I think it'll start. We'll see how we get on next season. I had read an incredibly frustrating headline earlier this week, and then I read the piece on Football 365, which Roger said, "Well, it's looking more and more like we're going to have to buy a player to replace Jamie Carragher." At which point I thought, of course you are.
What was your plan before?
Yes. What was he thinking? Quartez. He hasn't played much football. He'll just come in and do the new role.
I mean, it's bleak at the back at the moment. Did we talk about last week? But Carragher's going to be gone. You've got Agger who...
Looks like he might be sold or something.
But Skerda looks like he'll be sold.
Oh no, sorry, Skerda looks
like
he'll
be sold. Agger might stay, but then you've got to... Build a new partnership in the back, and you've got to let these players settle.
Reina staying. Yeah, Reina.
Super Reina is staying.
And similarly, Suarez, another bit of rumour going around. There's a lot of people in for the old fantastic Liverpool players there.
Yeah.
But we Nick Coutinho, thankfully, and he had a pretty good game.
He's good. He looks like he's some sign.
Did you enjoy that through ball? That was a slip.
I don't remember.
Fantastic through ball onto Henderson's goal.
The fantastic
through ball. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
fantastic.
Great ball.
Slipping a goal.
Yeah.
Goals are good. Goals
are good. And you know what was great to see as well? As a biased Liverpool fan, overanalyze Liverpool a bit. Fantastic to see Steven Gerrard actually getting involved in the minor things again, because he does too much of this.
It's good to get involved to play.
Yeah, he does too much of sitting around and not doing any graph work and then hitting a 40-yard ball and being like, I should get man of the match. I know he doesn't say that, but the commentator's given because he's given 2 or 3 fantastic passes. He was in the first half we were terrible. In the second half he was involved in nearly everything, and the graph he put in, some tackles, some chasing, and then the penalty. It was brilliant.
Brilliant all around. Tottenham stopped their slump. They beat Swansea 2-1. Good win for Tongan with a nice goal, and then a lovely through ball for Bale, who flicked it up and smashed it in.
It's an incredible goal.
I mean, how did you do that?
It was, well, I'll tell you, you have to have two good feet shaking, alright? That's the first thing. You have to have been a bad left back for a couple of years.
You've had a lost lot of games.
It was the touch on the right foot that really made it for him. Like, how he thought to strike it so early, I don't know.
He's completely caught form, by surprise. Just the power to do it, like the muscles to kick that quickly as well, is impressive. And Mitro got one back. Header looked so angry though when he scored. He was like, come on.
Well, do you remember Dyer's header? Nathan Dyer's, which...
Oh, it hit the bar.
Off the bar, and then went wide.
And you're like, how did that not come in?
That's the thing. It's some games you just can't win. Like
this is because he wanted to take that penalty. That's what it is.
It's karma.
It's come back to Holland.
I think Vertonghen can be a very, very important player for Spurs. I think he has to get a bit of form. I think he's a bit all over the place at the moment. He'll score a few
goals.
I think
he has to stop being the left back.
Yeah, I do.
It's not his problem. I mean, it's
the haunted Spurs left back position.
Yeah, you've got Asuncato there. He's haunted. you got Bale stick him there playing as a left back.
Imagine they did that just then, playing up the back again. The guards, we want you to work on your defensive and stop shooting and stop.
Not being the only player that scores for us.
Right, I'll go off to Madrid.
I'm going past the halfway line.
Can I go for corners?
No, we want you on the line for corners. defending them. So what you doing? That's one. Wigan beat Norwich 1-0. So you know Wigan, as we said, on that run now to safety.
Yeah,
they're gonna do it.
Norwich who've signed Ricky van Mulsen.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned that last time. I don't think we did.
No, I think it's only.
No, it would have been last week. Yeah, maybe it was the day after. Anyway, look, they did sign him. And it's a pretty strange sign.
What are they going to do with Becchio?
Well, Becchio's on crap.
Yeah, but why did they buy him? Was that a panic buy then?
Come on, it must be. I mean, if I'm mostly, it looks like a proper goal scorer. Luciano Becchio is, scored through the championship.
Speaking of absolute crap, camping goals. First appearance, terrible air, terrible.
Who?
The goalkeeper that came in for
Lico.
Yeah.
Who was it? Sorry. Yeah.
The goalkeeper that came in for.
I didn't even know. Sorry.
For Norwich.
Oh dear. Well. God, I got it.
Atrocious haircut. I'm being a bit mean, but it was a bad haircut, and he really should have saved Kone's shot. He really should have.
And he should get that haircut.
Oh, and the banter parade that was at that game that we saw Match of the Day, where Lawrence and Megs and Keane and Strachan were all at the same game. There was a scene where Roy Keane was trying to get past Megs and Strachan, and they all seemed to be having a laugh, just being like, oh, what a hilarious seat, kerfuffle.
Gary Mason.
Yeah. And then you were like, what are they all doing here? Why is Roy Keane, and why is Gary Megs, and why is Strachan?
Well, Strachan's Scotland manager, so maybe he's up at Scotland.
Yeah.
He was sitting
next to Megson, I believe. So I was like, what are you doing there with him? And why is Roy Keane at this game? What's Lawrence? I don't think Lawrence was with them. He wasn't part of the banter parade.
Can I just hear?
Can I join in the banter?
Roy!
Go away from me now.
Go away. What's the other pundit? It's weird, you know, Roy Keane's become a good pundit all of a sudden. Whereas the likes of Mark Lawrence and Al Hansen are terrible pundits. It's not that much of the difference, is there?
Hey, you got Gary Neville. I wouldn't say, Roy Keane is still a bit up down. He gets a bit over the top sometimes, but ultimately, when he backed me up on that nanny tackle, that's when me and him,
really hit it off.
Blood brothers now.
Okay. just a quick mention for David James. He's gone to play in Iceland. With IBV. It's Herman Hreiðarsson, the manager, former Portsmouth. Herman is a good player.
Good servant. I wouldn't say good player.
He was a good player.
Yeah, I know. I didn't enjoy him, but he was a good servant. he's a good good servant to Pompey.
Yeah, he was. He's going to do he's going up there. He's going to do a bit of coaching, a bit of playing, apparently. He's a player coach. He'll work on Herman Hreiðarsson. I don't know how this is going to work out.
He's 42. Didn't he play for free for Pompey?
Yeah, I'd say he did, yeah.
I think he did, by the
end. I think a few players for all the wages for a while. He was at Bournemouth most recently when I think Harry Redknapp was there as an advisor.
David James or Hardison?
David James. I'm not sure where Herman Hardison has been. I mean, he's over there managing. That's the first
time. No, that's what I mean. He played for free for Portsmouth.
Oh, sorry, did he? Yeah, he did, yeah.
David James didn't, no.
Oh, David James didn't. No, I thought I remember Hardison did, definitely. I think he said, I'll be happy to play for free at this stage of his career. Fair play to him, man.
Yeah. But he's gone to. Is he playing for free in Iceland?
Dave James?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so. He's a fair coach. I'd be expecting to get paid for being a coach. I mean, travelling all the way to Iceland, that's a strange one. 42? I mean, he's got a family, surely.
He weirdly.
Has hair.
No, he's always had hair, that's been weird. He seemed to. I always thought of him, because he kind of seemed media ish, like he spoke confidently to the media and.
Yeah, that's true.
Was a part of the England setup for a good few years. I always thought he might.
He has 52 caps, I think.
Yeah,
which is impressive.
I always thought he'd fade down divisions in England and maybe just become a pundit or become involved.
But
in
he
England
has faded down divisions, but he's gone abroad. I mean, maybe it won't work out. Maybe come back. But he's always been. I mean, this is a guy who he's been around for years. I mean, this guy, he played for. He was first choice for Liverpool in the '90s at one stage.
That was probably some of the worst times of his career.
Yeah, exactly. They were some of the worst times of his career. But then,
He should have gone to Iceland then. Saved himself a load of time.
He went to Man City, wasn't it?
Went up front.
I love that. I wish I could have that on DVD.
Just him up front falling into people.
He should have been sent off.
He felled everybody.
It was outrageous that he wasn't sent off in that game. I think the ref was like, oh.
It's the last day of the season. I don't care either.
Injured another one, J-Mo. Ho ho.
He moved to Man City and he played some of his best football at Portsmouth then, and he got off the caps for England. He was the first choice for England ever. Like, there was nobody else they could trust, even though he used to make mistakes.
Then they trusted Rob Green
and then he made mistakes. And then they have Joe Hart.
He likes making mistakes.
And he has dandruff.
Well, you're talking about dropping the... No, he doesn't. Okay. Head and shoulders are sorted. You're talking about dropping down the division. We'll drop down the division to the championship then. The snakes and ladders. The Leeds debacle. What's going on there? I mean, they just got taken over about 3 months ago, was it? Just after Christmas.
Yeah, probably is that.
Yeah, Warnock's been there now. He has money to spend. He was there, sorry. He had no money to spend. Couldn't really make it to the proper team.
I'm laughing as I'm saying it because we talked about it a minute about like Dorans and how his life was dour. Warnock just gets fucked over every single job. There's always a takeover or like something that has slightly just means you're just not the person we're looking for.
He got relegated at Sheffield United, the whole Tevez saga, which we mentioned already. Mm-hmm. He was at QPR, where he got sacked, he just nicked his job, and now he's left Leeds. He's got no money to spend. And he's had a parting shot at Mark Hughes, which is a strange one saying, I hope Mark Hughes gets the job and ruins another one of my teams. What does Mark Hughes do?
I love that. He's gone into to use Football Manager again. He's gone in to comment on other manager, even though he's barely in the game. And just gone to aggressive straight away, clicking on aggressive.
Oh, so much for our lawyers in the true Football Manager.
I know.
He's left Leeds, and people said this could be his last job in football. Some people hope it is. Some people hope it isn't. The favourites for the job was Brian McDermott.
Brian McDermott seems to be Dave O'Leary's new favourite. Dave O'Leary's there, Gus Poyet, Mark Hughes is there as well. McDermott is the
ESL. But these
favorite.
Days are always showing up Mark Hughes and
Alan Corbett.
Yeah,
if you scroll down.
McLaren, these names just get thrown.
Glenn Hoddle. Getting some of his air guitar back in.
If you keep.
Look up that actually on YouTube. Glenn Hoddle air guitar. That's wonderful.
That's a tip for you youngsters out there.
Or the one where is the him that falls off the car? There's a video on YouTube. Back in the day when he was, who the hell was he managing? I don't remember. He's getting up on the car singing that he slips and falls off the car.
Happens, I don't remember.
I'll have to look it up. But then Southgate's there. And if you keep scrolling all the
Steve
way Keane. Down. Yeah, Steve Keane. Is
Lucas Radebe.
100-1. Lucas Radebe.
Harry Kewell. Mark Viduka. Dream team.
Mickey Adams.
Dave O'Leary's been linked with the job. I mean, why would Dave O'Leary want to go there? He went there when Leeds had a brilliant team back in the day. It was a fantastic Leeds team with brilliant young players, young lads.
He was on Sky.
Yeah.
I had a nice tweet saying that he actually
hasn't aged.
Yeah, he hasn't aged.
He's a young lad.
He's
young
forever
lad.
Young lad. Forever
young lad.
When we look to find out who gets the Leeds job, we'll let you know when it does happen. Said Dave James dropped down the division. Cardiff throwing away a lead there against Peterborough. They're not going to throw away this whole.
No, they
did. Getting promoted, think.
Redeemed it a bit by hammering Blackburn 3-0. But
Blackburn, who were dangerously close to the relegation zones in the Championship. I mean, it's
pointing, isn't there?
They've just really gone. So, like, I might Wolves could get relegated again. And so could Blackburn. Like, two teams that have got relegated and then get relegated in consecutive seasons. It's just bizarre. Like,
yeah, I'd say Wolves they won the other day. They won 3-2. Birmingham beat Birmingham 3-2.
Who were also doing pretty crap.
Just laying into the teams.
There's no point dancing around.
Yeah, but they're not relegated. They're not as bad as Blackburn and Wolves. They're a bit further up the table, but certainly worrying times for them.
Mm.
Watford gained place on a second place Hull as well.
But that's the Watford.
One point, which means we could see Zola. Imagine the Premier League next year.
I'd
love it.
Zola Di Canio. Ooh.
Just get all the players off the pitch and say, you two go on. And whoever scores the best goal in 90 minutes.
You could have Gus Poyet there as well if Brighton get promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the Cardiff manager these days? Is it Dave Jones?
Yeah. Malky McKay.
Yeah, it could be, yeah, I think it is.
Malky McKay.
We're going to finish in Scotland, actually. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to finish this week in Scotland.
Where everyone goes to finish their career.
Freddie Ljungberg, Roy Keane. That's a place I went to.
Oh, Freddie. Remember Freddie Ljungberg went there? Did he make three appearances?
Did he even make three?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Did he make one?
Neil Lennon's been in trouble.
Has he? What did he do?
Oh, he was.
Tell me the exact thing he did with words, but really descriptive words.
He was abusing. It was St. Mirren manager, was it?
No,
it was St. Mirren.
Captain Jim Goodwin.
Look, Goodwin's captain, sorry, I didn't mind. He called him a fanny.
Well, he used the F word at the start.
You're fucking fanny.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get down that route.
You can find it.
I didn't want to slip down to your standards.
Well, you did last week. You were mounting off all sorts of horrible words.
About real friends. I got very abusive, yeah.
But, yeah, if you try and find that YouTube video, what was he doing? You can find it. It's
We'll put it up.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll put it up for you.
But it's kind of echoed. You can't hear it that well. You can kind of hear it in the background where, like, you can hear the fans cheering, you can hear the commentators, and you just hear,
fucking fanny. You're a fucking fanny.
And he seems to keep going, which is weird.
He was rapping, I think.
By himself, cheering. By himself, cheering this.
He's trying to get a chance going. Yeah. Everything else, he's doing that. He also got to face his suspension, which really doesn't matter. They threw away a lead.
They equalised.
It doesn't matter.
It's not much of a throwing away.
It doesn't matter because Rangers aren't, you know, in the top division, but they've been promoted.
Yeah, they have.
They've been promoted for the third division, which was expected. Everybody expected. But now they're talking about reforming the SPL, and yeah, Rangers talk about how they want to be put back into the top tier, even though they should be in the lower tier.
Yeah.
Which is a strange one, and
this doesn't really seem fair.
It doesn't make sense. There. Wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be fair in the fans, you know. Wouldn't be fair.
Who want to see them battle for another year or two?
Yeah. build up a squad, you know. Get back to the glory days. Do you dread that day when they can get promoted again? Or do you think? Oh, Rangers are back in the league. They have a crap team. We should probably beat them pretty heavily now.
Yeah, that would be enjoyable.
I'd
love to see an SPL table where it's not Celtic and Rangers at the top.
Oh yeah, that would be kind of interesting.
I mean, whether that happens or not remains to be seen.
Who's even second in the league?
Motherwell.
Yeah, but what, they're about 20 points behind?
It's not actually that much because Celtic just keep going, we've won it, it's grand, and just keep dropping points.
They'll fall over
It's
line.
About 13 or something.
Oh, totally 13. Yeah.
Well, it's not as much as it should be.
Not much to go be, but I mean, 13 points is plenty between them and
the end. I was looking at around all these leagues in Europe.
They're all finished already.
They're all done. Except for...
Football's over.
Except for...
Holland?
Holland is the only one that
there's a couple of teams that are up there. I think Ajax and the test and final are behind them.
Yeah.
And then
there's 1 point between them and...
AZ?
PSV?
Maybe PSV, yeah, actually, yeah. Because I know Twant have slipped out.
Yeah.
Didn't have a great time. That's why Cibertown was sacked.
Another bit of news just from the SPL is Hearts owner.
Oh yeah, the Hearts owner,
which we nearly didn't, probably would have forgotten.
Well, Vladimir Romanov, isn't it? His bank, I think, in Lithuania failed, and he's gone bust. He looks like he's going to sell the club to the fans. He said he wants to sell the club to, but
we don't have this money. What are you on about?
He's absolutely ruined them, and fair play to him.
He's a bit mental.
He went through at least 100 managers at the time. I mean, Hearts, there's another team. They could be the next
sad stuff.
Could be next Rangers.
Think
about that.
But would they only go down one division next year?
Depends on if they go bankrupt, if they go bust.
I'd be sad to see now the Hearts go down after that kind of... Remember the George Burley times when all was lovely and wonderful? And Burley-esque.
After 8 games, they were top of the table. Those were the glory days.
But he left.
And then I think they lost 5-1 to Celtic and their wheels started coming off.
He had won all his games at Chester, hadn't he? I think he'd won like 7 out of 7 or 8 out of 8, and then he left because Romanov was there and mad.
Yeah, there was.
And that was just set that downfall. He left. Left too early. Left before his time, some would say. I wouldn't. You know what I mean? Wouldn't say that. But that's, finishing in Scotland, it feels a bit upsetting.
Yeah, it's a bit dour. Well, you know, Life is shit sometimes. If there's anything to be learned from this enjoyable entertainment football podcast.
We could hop over to Spain briefly and mention the fact that Messi has now scored 19 consecutive games.
Yeah, he scored against
bizarre. 19. Every single team consecutively. Yeah. Which is just impressive. Unbelievable. He has to score an own goal in the next game. And he has the whole league.
That would be.
And he's won bingo. Well, he's won La Liga.
He's out. He just enters. The thing just closes down. He just enters his name at the end. It was all big holograms.
No La Liga
game.
But then it fades out.
And it's like an arcade game.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, and guess who's in charge? Guess who's playing the game?
Who?
Ronaldo.
Oh.
No.
Mindfuck. We'll leave it there, lads. Mindfuck.
Volume 100. Are you deaf?
No, that's because we were playing it through the.
Just your bed, you were there.
It's the shittest there ever.
Turn,
I dare you.
Turn the volume up to 100.
And then meet you.
It's on the tower there. Let's just say Mark. I don't want to say Mark anymore. It's not going to sound good like that, is it?
Nobody else I called you gay.
Or funny.
Except for some good, they're probably my friends.
Neil Lennon.
Sammy fucking Neil Lennon. I'm probably
gonna,
can't say that.
I'm just going to write Fanny Fucker beside it. Maybe put a question mark at the end of it. Get him suspended. Long hour suspension.
I know, yeah,
but no, I'm not in an airplane, I can't put it on here.
I have to be responsible.
Idea,
I'm not
actually.
Live at my phone.
Get some interference there.
That's a pretty good app. You can turn your phone into airplane mode and then it just grows wings and flies around.
It's just like a transformer, actually.